Welcome to Football Talk Now, part of the JC Hawks Sports Network, with your co-hosts Coach Ormond and DJ Coletta.
And welcome to Football Talk Now. Tonight on the show, we are going to play a clip on how to publicize your team. This was done several years ago, but the information still holds true today.
And it looks like we have Moral Exit on the line, so I'm going to unmute her a little bit early. Hey, Merle, how you doing?
Just fine. What do you think I should do? Should I play flag football, or you think I should go in for tackle?
You know, during the off season, you know, tackle players usually play flag to keep themselves in shape. And a lot of women actually started in flags, you know, just like the New York Sharks did. And so, you know, eventually they'll want to play tackle.
So you think, no, I mean, should I do it?
Oh, should you? I think you should. I think, you know, it's women of all ages can play. Because you're just chasing a little flag, Merle.
Do I say?
You just have to run a little faster than everybody else.
So, in other words, will it be a problem having my rollator?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay. Anyway.
Hey, Merle, I was just talking to everybody. I was saying that you and I think it's been like 9 years. Haven't we known each other about 9 years?
It probably is, yeah.
Because I think the last time I was out there, I think it was the New York Sharks against the Pittsburgh Passion in 2008. I think that was the last game I went to. I don't think it's been that long since I've seen you, but I think that was the last time I was in New York watching the game.
Yep, you came here, and then actually, you're the person who started me with the radio.
Yeah, because you were on our show. You were talking about, because you were at the time the publicist for the New York Sharks, and I wanted to know how teams should get going, you know, how they should be promoting themselves, because a lot of times during the season, they're so busy and tied up in getting the games going and practice and, you know, concessions, and they're not really paying attention to anything else because they don't usually have anybody outside of the organization to help promote the team. And that's a plus because you were outside of the New York Sharks, so you were able to spend all your time promoting the team, where a lot of teams don't do that. They have within. They have players. They have the owners, they're doing all the promoting. And, in fact, we had one coach on the show who actually did everything. He promoted, he coached all the position. He was the position coach for all the positions, and he also promoted his team and ran everything. And so that plays a toll on the individual to promote. So, first of all, let's get a little bit of background on you. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And so that way listeners can know who they're dealing with here.
Okay. Well, part of the reason, or I guess the reason that was, and I'm not saying easy to promote because it wasn't easy, but one of the things that I'm a journalist, so I write for newspapers, and I'm always in, you know, contact with people. I also am getting press releases. And when I get a press release, I can look at the press release, like, objectively and say, well, is this something that interests me? Is it making me interested in writing an article? So in that sense, I thought, well, then that's what needs to be done is whatever you're sending out, whether it's a press release or anything else from the football team, it has to be of interest. It has to capture the journalist's eyes and attention, as well as say, okay, well, let me see if I can get an assignment doing it, because they may not, you know, they could be working for papers that they're on the staff constantly. Like I work for the Queens Times, and I do a weekly column, And sometimes I can even do two articles in 1 week, and I don't have anybody that's assigning me. So I can choose to do whatever I want. Then I work for another paper, the Times Ledger, of which I could pitch an article and get an assignment. But here is one of the things I had run into several years ago with the Sharks was that when I first started doing PR for them, actually, I'm the back of my head, I'm thinking about it. You know, I made a mistake and said, I'll do anything you want me to. I'll do everything I can. And they had me stick to it, including singing the Star Spangled Banner. You know, but anyway, so what happened is I thought, well, I don't understand why am I the only journalist here that we were playing in Queens. And I said, well, am I the only Queens journalist? Because there's at least about a half a dozen local Queens newspapers. And each one of them had the same answers. It was either they were more interested in covering Little League, or they would say to me, well, which players live in Queens? And, of course, my answer is, when you cover the Mets, do you ask which players live in Queens? You don't really, you know, it's so. So it got to be, so I guess the anger of not getting what I wanted kept on getting me to do other things. And because I was getting angry at the fact that these are women, these are grown women that can't get the publicity that that if they were young or grown men, they would have had. And by the way, I just want to insert one thing that, like, really annoyed me lately was Team USA came back for the third time with the gold, and, you know, and nobody cares. Didn't make the news. You know, and that's totally absurd. But one of the things my background is I'm a comedian and singer, and yes, as well. And so I keep my sense of humor, and I have rubber chickens, and they have their own blog. And so
I actually
keep my
put your rubber chickens on the site. I put your rubber chickens. Esther and Eunice.
Yes. But there's also Marilyn and Minerva and their two children. But anyhow, so I try to do whatever I can to do the promotions. Now, but one of the things that people have to do now you don't have to have, if you can get somebody that's not on the team, that's not busy, to have to, you know, to commit themselves to doing something, not every single day, but for instance, okay, now, if I wanted to push this last thing, in terms of, which I'm not doing anything for the Sharks anymore, but, and it's not, I just don't have time to do all of this stuff, but if I wanted to push the issue, I would look at this thing with the Team USA, and I look, okay, how many New York Sharks played? And I would look at that, and then I would see where they're from. Not their hometown, but, you know, basically. And look for the local papers that would be interested in seeing, you know, that they got the gold to promote them that way. And that's what everybody needs to do, to look at what
the local
paper. So
like the All-Stars, for instance. What players made the All-Stars or All-American, then they should kind of report to the newspaper, hey, our team players are playing in the All-Star All-American games. So in that sense, would they start there since, you know, not Team USA is over with, you know, the games are over with for the championship, World Women's Championship games. So would they start the All-Star game, All-American game? Would that be something to start at?
No, this is like right now is the perfect time to follow up on it, to go after, to look at the Team USA and look into see who for each team that submitted people for that, for Team USA, to take a look and see how they can promote them. And the reason I'm saying this, back in, I think the first one was 2010, I think. 2010 or 2011,
yeah, 2010.
I think the first.
Well, they should have done that then, but now we're looking at the championship games where they have their players in the All-Star. I mean, they could still go and say, hey, our players played in
this. They can do
that.
But what it is that I wound up doing is that I, because there were eight players from the New York Sharks, I said, okay, I want the mayor of New York City to acknowledge these eight players. And I got that set up, that I had them go to City Hall, and they put out a proclamation to do this. And it takes a bit of work, but politics is the best way to do it, to constantly get acknowledged by the politicians, because they want your vote. So they want to show they're doing something. So that's one of the, you know, I don't say the easiest, because, you know, it's about following up. But at the same time, and again, just to get an idea, last year I think the Sharks are good. They won all eight games, you know, and whatever. Okay, so they didn't make the championship, but they did. They were the, I guess, Eastern Division, whatever kind of thing. I said, so they have a championship, so why not see if I could play with that? And I set out to get letters from every politician I could, including something that was actually read in the Senate and declared. This is on record. And this was the first time that anybody did this. So it was Congress, yeah. And they had this, and I think if you go to Congressional Record, you can actually see it. So my point is you have to get somebody just to do this, you know, to push it.
So get somebody to help publicize. But how would a team, like, they're just getting started out, you got a new team, and they're recruiting.
Okay.
You know, and they have to promote to get recruits, first of all. And then they need to market. So how would a team get started on this? Let's say I'm a brand new team. I don't know what to do. What would a team or, you know, a team that's been around a little bit do?
Okay. What you have to do is begin with taking a look at each player to see how that person could be marketed. What would a newspaper be interested in? And the newspapers, especially local newspapers, is to push that person to do a local story on a particular player. This one just, you know, came into the team, and how would you like to do a story? And if you can, when you're inquiring about this, asking them, you're kind of saying, you got to give them a little information. Not that this person is from, you know, Hokie Town, USA, whatever, but what this player, you know, like, give a little bit of information, such as after playing such and such and this and this in high school, the person, you know, now decided to want to play football. Or there are people who have played, go after asking if, have they ever played football before? And if they played football before, you see another story, meaning they could have played in the streets with their brother or whatever. So you're looking for the angle to promote them, to push, so you can get the newspaper to say, okay, I'm interested, and the newspaper can do the interview.
Okay, so do they? How often did you guys give free tickets away to try to get people to the games? Did you guys give a lot of free tickets away?
I was never dealing with anything regarding the tickets. I was because I never dealt with what's going to get people in the stands. That wasn't, that's a different, that's a marketing thing that someone else has to do. And I'm not sure I think the issue, because, I mean, no matter how good the Sharks were, the place wasn't packed. And the reason
it was a
the place
wasn't. Stadium. I had mentioned that. It was a beautiful stadium, Aviator Stadium. But it was like, you know what? It was the location. And that's important, too. You need to have a certain location where you're easily accessible. And they actually weren't very accessible where they were located. It was beautiful, though. I loved it.
Right. But you also have the competition of baseball season.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have the newspapers to want to cover, then they're going to go off to cover the Mets quicker. Then they'll cover a women's football team. That's what, unfortunately, that happens. And it was, and again, and in terms of people going, till this day, I could still say to people something about the New York Sharks women's tackle football team, and they look at me like I have two heads because they didn't even know that women were playing tackle football. I mean, how many years later?
It's funny. I have my New York Sharks T-shirt, and it's got like a little super shark, right? And mm-hmm. one of my bosses said to me, "Oh, I know who they are." And I'm thinking, "No, you don't." Because he's thinking San Jose Sharks.
Right, right.
So I had to explain to him, no, it's the New York Sharks women's tackle football team. You know, but, yeah, it was funny when he said that. I know who that is.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm aware of that, too.
Yeah,
but that's what I said. There's two things that you're dealing with. There's marketing and there's PR, and the marketing is a whole different thing on how to get people to the stand to come to the stand. That's a whole.
So you didn't really deal with the marketing. You dealt more with the public relations.
Yes, public relations. On how to get people to know about the Sharks or get them featured. And any time the article was written, it would say the New York's next game is such and such or whatever. That's the best that can get done. Or I would go out, you know, to just, well, you know, as you know. And again, this is like I had gotten to the point. I guess it's the anger of things not happening that make me do things at times. And there was a point that I, as you know, that I had, I was at the NFL Football Hall of Fame as a journalist, and I was walking around and I noticed there was nothing about women. So I went up to the curator and said, "How come you don't have anything about, you know, women's football?" And he said, "Well, because they're not part of the NFL." And I said, "Okay." And he said, "Well, but you could send stuff here. And we can put it in the library." And anybody, by the way, everybody can still do that. There's nothing stopping people from any women's football team, whether they are NFL or not, for sending stuff to their library.
Do they still have the display out there, or did they remove that?
No, the display is not. What had happened is there was an agreement that I had them. I had the team sign a football, the New York Sharks. I had them sign a football, and I don't know whether we sent it or I brought it up there, and they displayed it in a showcase for 6 months. And it was the only item ever from a women's football team to be displayed. And it was like, you know, like it's not even I pat myself on the back because it was like, hello out there. You can do it too. You need to do it though. You can't just. They're not going to come after you for it.
So as you're a publicist, marketing should actually be grabbing what you have out there to promote the team. So pretty much marketing and public relations are hand in hand. So you make sure. The publicist makes sure that there's articles out there on the team, and the marketer should be keeping it going, basically.
Right, taking
there's
it and running with it.
Marketing
what can they do? to use that for marketing. Now, here's another aspect, and this is something I ran into with the Sharks. And again, as a journalist, I could easily set up things with restaurants and stuff for them to appear at a restaurant, for the restaurant to do some. I could turn around, let's say I'm assisting a fish market, let's say, you know, right, and I can say, hey, let's do something for publicity. Since it's a fish market, we'll do something to have the New York Sharks make an appearance over there, and have the councilman come over and whatever, because it's fish and sharks, whatever kind of thing, and take a picture with them, and then we get it in the paper. Now, the whole thing is not getting that done. It's not. We're probably not going to be a problem with the fish market or a problem with the councilman, but it's the problem is that the Sharks will turn around and say, I don't feel like doing it. They don't want to bother. That the teams, the players themselves, and this is not all teams, because I get some emails from some other teams that, you know, of what they're doing to promote. And the Sharks don't seem to want to do things to promote. And this is also, you know, this is the best time because, you know, now that the season's over and whatever, it's still getting yourself into the newspaper. It's still, you know, great that thing, you know, keep getting them into the newspapers. Keep having a reason, especially with, you know, and especially attaching them with a politician, and, you know, and things like that. But this is what I had come across of players not wanting to do things, you know.
Yeah, I find
so,
it now.
Whatever.
Earlier, they're recruiting right now. I mean, we're still waiting for the championship games. The championship games haven't played, but other teams that aren't in the championship or the All-Stars or All-American games, you know, they're going to be recruiting for 2018. That's what they're looking at. So like you said, they need to get started now with their public relations, their marketing, their recruiting, and that goes all hand in hand.
Right. Well, with the recruiting, in terms of recruiting, what you have to do is, for instance, let's say, and here's just a quick idea. I may get an email from somebody because I'm with the Queens Times and say, can you put this on your calendar or can you come and cover this or things like that. Now, listen, all you got to do is put it on the calendar or put a little blurb or ask them to put a little blurb that says we are recruiting, blah, 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 blah. You know, that kind of thing. Can you place this,
you
know,
in the newspaper?
And that's free,
correct? And that's free of charge.
Yeah, they'll do that.
Is it not in the calendar free of charge?
Well, they do it. The way to do it free of charge is there's different ways of doing it. The free of charge, you have to do it. You can't just say, can you put this in? But you have to kind of say, try to find an angle that makes it a little bit more interesting. You know, try to find or something like, we may get the oldest player, who you never know, or, you know, things like that. Or, you know, you could play until any age, and you never know who's going to be there, and we can get the oldest player, you know, or something like that. You got to find a little something as a reason for them to put in that's a little newsy, as well as just saying, can you please list this?
And also the Chamber of Commerce, the local Chamber of Commerce, they actually have a calendar as well.
Yes, that's definitely another angle, is to go after them. I had, I was helping the Pittsburgh Passion for a while, just because I guess because they won. They took the championship game, and I was really curious to see what's Pittsburgh going to do for them. So I was after them. I mean, I even got a letter from their governor, whatever kind of thing, from the governor about this. But I was pushing this because what I resented was that the soccer team comes home, you know, and they get this this whole, you know, are we lucky they did that, the women's soccer team, you know, gets the ticker tape parade or whatever they got. And when you get somebody team, when your team wins a championship game, or in other words, it's no different. It should be no different whether it's the Pittsburgh Pirates or the Pittsburgh whatever they are. What's the football team? Pittsburgh's regular football team.
Oh, the regular one? Steelers.
Okay, yeah, the Steelers. So it should be they should get no less publicity or acknowledgement by the city than if the Steelers won. They should get the same acknowledgement, and you'd have to fight for it. But you have to fight for it. As a matter of fact, I believe that they did sign a football and send it into the NFL Hall of Fame because I pushed it. It's not going to be displayed, but, you know, I said, please do this.
These hundreds of teams did this. I mean, a league can only do so much. But when you have hundreds of teams that aren't following through on something, I mean, if everybody followed through, we would be recognized. We would be noticed.
Yes, but that's what has to be, that everybody has to do a little bit of extra work. Now, if people, I had put out there, I said it on the radio, and I had put it out there to all the teams, any team, if you need information or if you need to know what to do to go about it, send me an email. I'll do it. I'll tell you exactly what to do. I have no problem in. I'm not going to ask you for money to give advice. I mean, but this is, and I could tell you what to do. I can't do it for you. I was really pissed with the passion thing because I wanted to make sure they got the acknowledgement. So I went and did a lot of work. But normally I can't do it. I don't have the time.
Your email, the Gmail account, your merle.exit@gmail.com, is that the one you're using currently?
Well, I think if you send that, I probably won't know. I never look at that account. So
which one
once
are you
using? Send it, I think I use that because of Facebook or something, but I don't get any, I don't use that usually to get email. So my account is mexit@earthlink.net.
Okay. mexit@earthlink.net. And so you heard her.
Yeah.
Any team that wants some advice or information, email mexit@earthlink.net. Great.
I also do a radio show. So if somebody says, you know, how about, can we talk about whatever? I say, yeah, go ahead. You know, let's do this. And let's go to looking on Blog Talk Radio to see how many sports radio shows. And get on their shows. Keep talking about it.
Yeah, there are some teams out there that I've noticed that have been, you know, going on the circuit, different shows. I think they're contacting, you know, different shows so that way they can at least put that link on their website. You know, anytime you have an article or, you know, something like you said, the governor, anytime you have any news coverage, you link all those. You link them, and that's where people find you because you're linking, and they're looking something up, and they'll link back to your website. And a lot of times, a lot of teams need to work on their website because all they have up is old news. And refreshing, doing it, how often should they be refreshing their website with new things?
They should do it like once a week. They should look at the website and look at it and say, what can I do to refresh it? Even on their website, even the person that there can doesn't have to even rely on a newspaper. Somebody who wants to do some PR can just do it themselves and say, okay, let's feature this new player that's on the team and put it up on the website. Let's feature,
if you link to it, it'll link to it, and you're just giving yourself publicity through your website, and as they put in Google search, it'll pull up your website because you're keeping your content fresh.
Yes, that's important too. It's not just the newspapers, because there's a lot of online newspapers publications, and they're actually ones that are hard copy. I actually write for ones that are hard copy newspapers, which you can see online as well. But what I've done, let's say, I guess for me, what I've done beside the radio is I have a blog, and and now I've been like smacking it all on Facebook every time I do something or things like that that could get a little publicity. I do it on Facebook.
Well, people keep it fresh. They keep that content fresh, where anything that happens, it's just a blast. But, I mean, when people don't have Facebook, that's the disadvantage. Not everybody has Facebook. You know?
Right.
And so they should also do Facebook as well as their website, because a lot of people, you have to sign up for Facebook now. They have this new little block. If you're not a Facebook member, they kind of block part of it, and it's really annoying. So you have to sign in to make that block disappear.
Yes. I saw that kind of thing.
If you don't sign in, you get this block, and it's like, gosh, this is annoying. Let me just sign in. But actually, I had to sign up for Facebook so I could get away that, that little annoying block. let me go back to marketing. Now, when you do internet marketing and face to face, which is better? I mean, if you're locally, you want to go face to face, but sometimes it's not convenient. So would you advise using the internet?
Well, in terms of the marketing now, because there are like different ways of in terms of marketing, and to give you just to, like, as an example, there's somebody that's doing stuff for the New York Sharks. Thank you so much for taking over my job.
It's a lot of work. I mean, I know how hard you worked.
Yes.
And then doing your other stuff as well.
Yes. But it happened that when you have this person had played for the Sharks and has such passion about women's football that she had gotten herself on television, on the news. She had done all kinds of other stuff and still continues to do it. And it's not easy to do because it's very time-consuming, but it's how far you can go on in terms of marketing. And part of it is, you have to find, I don't know that whether they were doing something regarding like, half tickets for whatever, getting free tickets or getting whatever kind of thing to get people there. But that part of the marketing was more, I guess, beyond PR, if you want to call it.
Yeah.
And you can't, it's hard to do. It takes a lot of time. But in terms of the marketing, you start marketing before the team play, before the season. You have to find ways of think of what will get people to the game. What can you do to get people to a game? Now, one of the things you could do, I haven't gone through this, nor do I want to. So let's just say let's just say that if I was still doing something for the Sharks, here's a better example, having nothing to do, let's say, with football. There was a time there was a mom and pop Italian store, and I said, let me see what I can do to get people to, you know, this is a great store. I went and get people to come. And what I wound up doing is I got a hold of, I don't know if people ever see this thing, Lydia is a, she's a chef. She's more known on, I don't know whether the network, the Food Network or things like that. And Lydia was able to do book signings. I said, well, let's get her to do a book signing at this Italian place. So I set that up. So this way people were coming there to, you know, to meet Lydia and get the book, but they were also people who were never went to the place before were getting an idea of what's in the store. So it probably got them more customers. So it's the same type of thing. Is who can you get to come to the game that you could put out there and say, so-and-so is singing, going to be singing the national anthem. And you could go for, I mean, and depending upon the city or whatever, or the team, If you're a team like an, you know, unknown kind of, you know, not unknown or small city or that kind of a thing, what would be more of an interest is getting the something choir in the town, getting something very local kind of thing to sing the Star Spangled Banner, or to somebody who's, or getting the councilman to throw out the first, to do the coin toss. So you have to go get to, you know, and at the same time make it something day. Each one of them to make it something day.
Yeah, I know they have like Armed Forces Day. If you're military, you get in free. If you're a law enforcement, fire department, you know, firemen, you get in free.
Right.
They have those type of things. And, you know, I've even seen them have booths, you know, before the game. They can sell items, and once the game starts, you know, get
yes.
more people in. And then once the game starts, they can either, depending on if they sell during the whole game or, but at least it might get other people in, say, oh, they're having a some type of craft fair or something at around the corner at the game or something. But, yeah,
yeah,
something to get them in, into the game, besides, yeah.
Because that's what you want to get. You want to get the crowds as much as you can, because it always looks better when it's on. You know, a lot of them are being now broadcast on the Internet. You can watch the games. And this way you could see, you know, the crowds, but you could also see, you know, let's just say, for instance, and I'm just going to, you know, name the Sharks as a, because I think I could see their, I could watch their games on the Internet. So if they were to turn around and find somebody who's interested so they could pat themselves on the back for being there, so to speak, kind of thing, or just for the purpose of their own publicity because, you know, a dedication or whatever kind of thing is, then you get, you know, that can draw people. Now, especially one of the things that helps the draw, let's just say the Mormon the choir is going to be there, which then, you know, but I'm just saying, you say something like that.
Yeah.
Now, you get a whole group that's going to come there that's going to sing the Star Spangled Banner, then you're going to start getting the parents or the sons, the daughters or whatever to come and watch them. Now, you don't want to go for necessarily a big group like that. You want to go for a little group that's interesting to the local people to see such and such group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's another thing. So.
And also, too, you're a lot of the teams are playing at high schools, and so you want to you know, with the students there. So you want to be able to maybe get some of their, have some, set something that they like or that they would come to, because you basically have a in-home crowd if you can get them to come back to the school to watch the games.
Always get a cheering squad, and use a cheering squad from, let's say, the local high school or something like that, because then their parents will come, oh, my kid is going to be one of the cheerleaders for this, and during halftime they're going to do this, and we can go, and everybody's iPhone comes out and they take it for, you know, kind of thing. That's the kind of things you have to go after to get in terms of what's going to get people to come there. What would they want to see other than just the football game?
Yeah. And a lot of that stuff is also on the local news, too. The local news, somehow you get them to come during the game as well.
Yes, that's the other thing is to do that. But part of the thing is it is different types of, because you get the local news and the local TVs new to come.
Yeah,
and
we
you're
had
not
Del
getting
Rogers.
Them.
He always comes to the Sirens game and just comes a little bit and reports on that. But he always shows up, you know, for the local news. He always shows up and announces, talks about the Sacramento Sirens. Just, you know, even if it's a little tidbit, little snippet, but he tells us the score.
But at least it gets into the news, and then there's some follow up, or maybe that news will be willing to print the scores at the end.
Yeah, usually if you call the scores in, they will print the newspaper. You have to call in.
Yes,
you know, they're just not going to say, "Oh,
thing.
Let me look for the scores." You have to call in. You know, I mean, don't think that they're going to know your score. They don't. You got to call in.
Right. But again, that's a deal with who's going to take the responsibility for doing that. And you have to. Mm-hmm. And it could just be the person. It could just be one person that's on the team or not on the team. That's all that they do. That you ask them to do this in particular, that, you know, at the end of every game, email such and such with the scores. So it's not a lot of work. So everybody can do, like, one little thing. And then, of course, the other thing is to always find something in the game when the game is over that can be written about in particular. And I, as an example, for instance, now, again, because the only one I can think of in terms of the Sharks, what I looked at is like a rookie. We had a rookie and she scored, I think, 6 touchdowns or 5 touchdowns. It's a rookie who never played football before. And I said, well, this makes for a piece of news. So I got to get it out there. That's a piece of news to get out there that's of interest. And then you have to look at the rookie and say, okay, where's this rookie live? And that's a good thing, you know, for their local paper to feature the fact that, you know, here's someone who's just starting to play football and does this well. You know, it's that kind of thing. So every time, as you're in the game itself, you look for reasons within the game. Whether you win or lose, it doesn't matter. You look for reasons within the game for a local paper to want. They want things like this.
So teams are probably asking right now. We're running out. We're almost out of time, but they're probably wondering, okay, well, how do I get a marketing person? How do I get a public relations person? How do they do that?
Getting one the choice is basically this. It boils down to either hire somebody or somebody gets designated. Now, you can have three different people. You, as I said, you can have one person that's only responsible for dealing with getting something to the press. You can have one person, you know, and you make a list. You get set a list together of the local press and who to send the things to, and that's what that person is responsible for. And you can, that's, you don't have to designate. If you can't get one person, then you designate, say, listen, let's get together. We have our little team, and this is what you'll take responsibility for, you know, and that this is how you can divvy it up and get it done. The marketing is probably more difficult, but I guess that they have to kind of look at, in other words, what it really kind of boils down to is getting things in the paper for free. Without an
so
ad.
I guess you could actually invite somebody to come write an article on your game. You say, hey, I have free concessions, come onto the game. Somehow, how would you invite, like, somebody locally? Say, hey, can you come? I mean, cause you can't really say, hey, can you report our game? You got to make them, you know, you could write, I guess, the editor and say, hey, I'm looking for somebody to cover my game. That's how I got somebody to take pictures of our game.
Same thing. There's always somebody who just wants to take, to do photos. That's another thing. There's a lot more. And as I said, I only know all of this as a journalist. I see things and get things and see what's of interest to me, and then I can turn around and say, okay, how can I apply what I'm doing and turn it around to get this for somebody else, or what do they need to do to do this. And by the way, because I talked about this, I am now going to actually get a council person to come to a fish store and see if I can get some sharks to show up.
Now, Merle, you're a comedian, so tell the listeners how you got your last name.
Oh, well, actually, I changed my last name to Exit so I could see my name up in lights.
And then you first said that. Yeah, you told me about that.
Well, my uncle, when I was about 10, that's what my uncle said to me. If you want to see your name in lights, change it to Exit. I thought it was very cute until I went and got into show business. I said, well, I might as well do it. And after the few beats waiting for somebody to laugh, I say, yeah, and then people ask me if I come from Queens, and I say, no, my folks are straight. And then they've gotten a little bit of, now you've got to realize I have a sense of humor. So let's go with this, which I use. I also utilize that. So again, if anybody wants some information or needs it, to give them a suggestion of what to do, they can email me and I'll get back to you, and I'll give you a suggestion of what to do. I know I forgot there was one. I don't remember. I think it was a Philadelphia team some years ago who actually emailed me. I said, here's what to do. Here's what to do. And they said, thank you very much.
Yeah, I think it was the Liberty Bells.
Yes, right. So that's what it is.
That's what it is. Okay. Thank you, Merle, for coming on the show. I really appreciate your information, valuable information.
Okay. That was Merle Exit. She used to be the publicist for the New York Sharks, and the information that she shared with us is invaluable. She was also a dear friend of mine. So if you have any questions or comments, you can email me at bj@fbtalknow.com or Coach Ormond at coach@fbtalknow.com. Next week on the show, Callie War will be on. You can check them out at CallieWar.com, as well as all the teams of the Women's Football Alliance at WFAProFootball.com. And don't forget, October 8th is WFA National Tryout Day, so check out a team near you. Again, that's WFAProFootball.com. Thank you, and have a good night.